We are Brightside.
Theater nerds, welcome to Brightside Home Theater Podcast, a home theater podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights,
the sounds,
the scenes.
Yeah, and this week proved to be a little difficult in scheduling. Not that I didn't try, but yeah, wasn't able to schedule anybody, going back and forth. Had a few people, but just didn't work out, mostly because of my schedule. So I'm going solo. This is going to be pretty short. I'm coming in hot. It's about almost 8:30. I got to get this out in the next hour or so that it's uploaded for you guys for Tuesday. So it's Monday night, and we're getting this out as fast as I can. So hope everybody had a great week. Steve and I will be back later today, and we've got a lot to get to this week. Because I don't want to get everybody's hopes up, but I'm back, baby. No. I had a really good week. Something happened last week. I turned a corner because I went Tuesday was rough. Tuesday's show was really good, but I had a tough week scheduling wise. I got pulled in every direction, and a good friend of mine was like, No, that's not cool. No, that's not what they said. No, it was just pointed out to me, like, take care of yourself. You know, that little airplane mask comes down. You know, you got to take care of yourself before you can take care of anybody else. And work that out. And I think I'm back. I had the best week productivity-wise at work, had the best week productivity-wise at the house. I just left the house. Just hoping to get some pictures tomorrow if I get the time. To show you guys, the theater's done, the media closet's done, there's all sorts of stuff, like all framed, I should say. Yeah, so, and all because, you know, simple thing. It's gonna sound stupid, but my buddy Tom knows, Tom Andrew, he knows. I hit the woods with the mountain bike pretty much every day, and, it's just, poof, awesome. I got Goo Goo Dolls on the loop, me just cranking away in the woods, trying not to hurt myself, but maybe if I hurt myself, that's cool too. That's part of the fun though. So yeah, I've got movies that I watched this week. I went to the movies this week. I had a really, really good week for that type of stuff. So I don't want to get into it too much. You guys don't have to know everything, but, yeah, it was a really good week. And, speaking of that, going to the movies this week, my son and I had, pretty interesting conversation on the way to the movies and on the way home from the movies. And that's what I thought I would do this Takeover Tuesday about. So it was Saturday morning. It was pouring rain. I couldn't work. I hadn't really hung out with my son in a while. So I'm like, hey, you want to go to the movies? Let's go. So we went, we found, you'll find out later today what movie we saw, but we got to a 10:40 showing on Saturday morning. And, we're like, what time? Place is like a half hour away. So we're like, what time do you want to leave? We're like, we'll leave at 10. All right. So we leave at 10 o'clock and we hit like horrible traffic. And like, he pulls it up on his phone. He's like, nah, we're not going to be there till like almost 11 o'clock. And the movie's at 10:40. So we're like driving there. We're like, oh, all right. Well, hopefully we get to see the beginning and, you know, we'll see what happens. We get in there and it was 10:55. We sit down, didn't get snacks, didn't do anything, just went in and, just sat right down so that we could see another 15 minutes of trailers. What the hell? like it was ridiculous. We were like, we didn't really talk about it till the drive home, but we're like, another one and then another one and another one. And then we started talking. So like on the way home, we're like, what the hell is that? It's like, and nowadays we don't, it's not like it was when I was a kid where the only place you could see a trailer was at the movies. It's like every trailer they show you, we've seen on our phones, on TV, on YouTube. We watch them all the time. So like, what's the draw? Like why? there, that to me is something that is really hurting the theater going experience, because people are, and people are timing it that way too. And I think that's just adding more, because we were 20 minutes late, and we didn't miss, I don't think we missed the trailer. That's the way it felt. It was horrible. So it's like, what's the point of those trailers? Cause now you just, and I've talked about it on the show a lot of times. Like we say stuff like you're starting from a negative when you make your customer unhappy. It's like all of a sudden now you're sitting there and you're like, all right, you said this movie was going to be starting at 10:40 and here you are. Now you're not even enjoying the trailer. You're looking at your watch and you're going, or your phone, and you're going, all right, well, if it starts now, will I be, when is this thing starting? What is going on? You're not paying attention. Now you're getting angry at that movie that you're supposed to be, they're advertising. And now you're not enjoying the experience of going to the movies. I think like a great marketing campaign, start telling people no trailers, or put them at the end so everybody can get up and leave. But they have a captive audience, and instead of doing something good with their time, they're angering people. Nobody, I don't know anybody that is sitting there going, yeah, because the trailers are long now. It's not like when we were kids or when we were younger 20, 30 years ago, and that's, you actually look forward to it. You look forward to it so much that I loved getting them on the Blu-rays, on the DVDs. Before the movie, and you were like, you sat back and you watched the trailers, because that's what it was like to go to the movies. You got like 5 or 7 minutes of trailers. So you were like, all right, this is cool. Just like going to the movies. I got it on my DVD. Now on your DVD, Blu-rays, 4K, you fast forward through them if you want to, but you can. But you go to the movies and they just hit you with, I can't remember the last time I saw something at the movies, it's trailer wise, where I was like, oh wow, I didn't even know that existed. I can't wait to see it. It just doesn't happen anymore. And either stop showing them online, which they're not going to do that, or because most people aren't going to the movies. So you got to show them online. So that's a non-starter. Because if you said we're only showing trailers at the movies now, it's not like everybody's going to flock to the movies just for the trailers. So that's a non-starter. It's too bad. Internet exists. Deal with it, people. Drop the trailers at the movies. Stop it. Cause you're ruining the experience. But if you do it, put out an ad campaign like Showcase Cinemas. No more trailers. Come to and, because otherwise people are going to miss 20 minutes of the movie because they're pacing them. They're like, all right, I got plenty of time. You show up for a 10:40 movie. I'll get in there at 10:40, grab my popcorn, grab my snack, grab my drink, go sit down, and then I'll catch the end of the trailers or something like that. But this is, it literally is like ruining the theater going experience among all the other things. It used to be just expensive snack bar, expensive snack bar and sticky floors. Now if somebody goes, what's wrong with the theater going experience? I don't know. Hold my beer. You got 20 minutes? You got, stop playing the trailers. I might be done by the time the trailers are done. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I guess it takes the stress out of driving to the movies, right? You get stuck in traffic. You don't really care. You don't even care. So that was what I had this week. I got some other stuff here. I don't really want to get into it right now. This is more of a back and forth stuff I got here. I was going to do, I'll tell you right now, it's in front of me, unsolicited suggestions. Somebody wants to come on the show. It's not a rant. I want to do it when I'm in a good mood. You guys know how I feel about unsolicited suggestions. And I was going to do that, but no, I think I'm just going to, I'll just call it there. And I don't want to take away from the big show Steve and I have. So I don't want to tell everybody about what a great week I had. I will tell you, I did start Defenders over. It's awesome. That's on Disney Plus now, the Marvel Netflix series that's now on Disney Plus, Defenders. Really, really good. But we got, Steve and I've got more and more stuff to talk about. So, but yeah, here's another one. Here's another topic. This just came up today from my, one of the listeners, one of my buddies, Mike Schramm. He's in the middle of a project, a home theater project, and he's trying to save some money. So he's trying to figure out a budget. And the question was, it was like, do you save money by trying to like get a cheaper version, or do you just stop the project and save to get the version that you really want? Okay. So that could be, I won't tell you what Mikey's working on, but that could be anything. It could be like, do you get the cheap receiver instead of saving up for this saying you already have a receiver, right? If you don't have one, you got to start somewhere. So you might as well get one instead of just waiting with nothing. So say you have a receiver and you want to upgrade. I'm kind of going through this right now. Do I don't need to get the Marantz AV10. And it's like $7,000 or whatever it is. I don't need to get that. But if I get that, that gets me in and gets me all the speakers, most of the speakers that I want to have in my new theater. I don't need it. I can take the processor I have here, my 7706 and my Marantz 7706. I could take that. I just won't have all the speakers that I want to have in the new theater, but that's fine. So now, but here's the question. I don't really want the Marantz. I want the AV10. I want like the Trinov, but it's double the price, if not a little bit more. So do I get the AV10 and then wait a few years and then get the Marantz, the Trinov? Or do I wait maybe a year or two? Because now I haven't spent the $7,000. So now I'm only a year or two away and get the Trinov. And in that scenario, I kind of leaned, and my advice to Mike was, if it's only a year, I would just save and get it. But if it's over a year, depending on the price difference too. Now for me, it would probably take about 3 years for me to not recognize, like say if I had the money and the theater's open and I got the $7,000 to get the AV10 and I can live with that for like 3 years, then I'd be fine. Cause I wouldn't miss the 3 years from now. If I could save up to get the Trinov in 3 years, I'd be fine. I wouldn't miss it. But I really like the idea of getting the Trinov earlier. So, and I don't really need it. So it is a hard question, and because it's just, how badly do you want it? And most people in home theater don't like to be stagnant. They don't like to just be like, well, I'm saving up. And it's like, John's really good at it. John does a really good job at it. He literally he'll set a budget and he'll put money aside for a big ticket item. And he's always been really good at that. I'm way, way more impulsive. I see something, I go get it. And then I deal with the consequences later. It's so funny. But at the same time, I always make sure I know what I'm getting. I don't just like buy on a whim, right? Like I don't see something and go, wow, that looks awesome, and then just get it. It takes me time to like wrap my head around it. Like, is this what I want to do? Is this, all right, can I do it? But then once I've made my mind up, and most people don't know what's going on, especially in my head, or any of us, right? In home theater, we don't know what's going. People don't know because they don't care. They don't care about home theater. So who are you going to talk to about it? So then when all of a sudden you get this new item, everybody's like, oh, you just bought that today? Yeah, but it's been in my head for like 2 years. I've been working on it for a while, right? And I think Tom said that once, I think on the show, and I've heard him say it on AV Rant too. Like, he had like these speakers in mind for his theater. This was years ago. And same thing. His wife's like, why don't you get some new speakers or something? He's like, well, that's it. He went down to the computer. He's like, boom. He knew exactly what he wanted. He already had it all planned out, but he just hadn't, you know, pulled the trigger on it. So that's the question though. Do you budget and save and not get that middle piece or DIY version? You know, do you spend the time and substantially less money and DIY something, or do you save and just kick the project aside and let it go. And I mean, I really, really can appreciate that question because it is really hard. And I've done both, all of it. They both have their pitfalls, or negatives to it. Obviously it's kind of a waste of money to buy something that you know is pretty much obsolete the day you're buying it because you want the next thing. But that thing, it does get you, you know, some, you know, bit of satisfaction in the meantime. So you're good there, and that's always fun. But if you can live with that, then I'd say that's fine. But get saving up and getting the piece that you actually want, that's, you know, that takes discipline. It takes time, obviously. And you're going to be without for a little bit, or maybe not without, but not the exact thing that you want. So you kind of got to put your mind elsewhere, I guess, something like that. That's what I've done. I've done it over the years trying to, I mean, if you buy, say you buy, you've always wanted separates. So you get the receiver with the pre-outs so that, you know, you can eventually turn that into your preamp, and then you get your amplifiers, and now someday you can now take your receiver and replace it with just a preamp, and now you're on your way. And that was a plan that I had. I bought my Rotel years ago. And this is one of those pitfalls. If you get the cheaper version instead of just going into it, like in my situation, HDMI got invented. So my Rotel receiver, which I was supposed to be my pre-pro for a little while, I never got to get the amplifiers to go with it because now my receiver was obsolete. So I needed a new receiver. Had I waited, either A, I would have been saving up and then HDMI came out and I would have gotten a pre-pro with HDMI, or B, I would have gotten a pre-pro, right? And, or just saved up, got the pre-pro, got my amplifiers. And then when HDMI came out, all I had to do was get a new pre-pro. I didn't have to get the amplifiers again. So I ended up, that literally set me back years, because that Rotel for me back in, it had to be like 02 or something like that. That Rotel probably cost me $1,500. And back in 02, that was like, I don't know, a month's pay. No, I'm just kidding. But that was a lot of money back in 2002, especially for me with two little kids and this and that. I saved up to get that. And that was the compromise on getting the next piece. And then it was like HDMI came out shortly thereafter while I was saving up to get my amplifiers for it. So because I never got the amplifiers, I was back into receivers again. And then that, you know, it just, like I said, it just set me back. I never got back there until what it was is I got, so how I ended up here is I got an Onkyo that couldn't, it could do 4 overheads. It was one of the first Dolby Atmos receive. It wasn't one of, it was the first. It was like when they all came out, like that Christmas or whatever. So I grabbed it. But you had to get an amplifier. You needed 2 more channels. So instead of just buying a 2-channel amp, I bought the Emotiva Generation 2, the XPA 5. So I did my main 5 with that. And then I let the amplification and the Onkyo do the overheads and the surrounds behind me. So that's what got me my amplifier. And it wasn't until then that it was actually just a need, something, because they were super expensive to get. When Atmos first came out, it was really expensive to get a receiver that had everything, like had all the amplification, all the outputs, everything. It just didn't exist. This was real early adoption. This was before, obviously, before DTSX even existed. So that enabling me to get the amplifier. So then when I wanted to go to the Marantz 7706, I already had that sitting there. And that's why I bought the Emotiva Basics 6, that was a quick little upgrade for me, because when I actually upgraded from the Emotiva and the Onkyo to the Denon receiver, that blew it away. I didn't even need amplification. So the Emotiva XPA just went into the closet. No problem. And I ran that for years. But yeah, it's, I guess after all my explanation here and everything, it's like, just do it. Do whatever you want to do, but have fun with it. Don't look back. You know, just keep going. Like this Luke Cage, go forward, you know? So like Mike Schramm, whatever you decide, don't even look back. Just have fun. If you're going to save, save. If you're going to build, you're going to do something, you're going to DIY something, do it because you're enjoying it. Have fun with it and don't listen. I can imagine all these people right now, like, what did you have to get separates for? You don't need separates. No kidding. I don't care about that. I'm doing what I want to do. It's like, this has nothing to do with what's right, what's wrong, what's this, what's that, because there's nothing that's right and there's nothing that's wrong. At the end of the day, home theaters aren't even supposed to be in the home, for God's sakes. We're shaking the hell out of our houses. They're not supposed to be there. So don't tell me that it's wrong or yours is right. So whatever it is, just do what you're going to do. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. And then if you made a mistake, so what? You're not looking back, so you don't even know. Just enjoy it. Just have fun. You know, it's, I guarantee you that 2, 3, 4, 5, 20 years from now, your theater is going to be better than it is today. Guaranteed. It's technology. It's what happens. You don't go backwards. So don't worry about it. Just have fun with it. Enjoy it. And, if you screw up, you learn something. It's like Jocko Willink. You screw up? Good. Just learned a lesson. Oh man, theater broke? Good. Time for an upgrade. Subwoofer's off? Good. Time to get a new subwoofer. Sledgehammer slipped out of my hands? Good. Time for a new OLED. So that's all I got for this week. I've got 22 minutes, but I think I sat here for a few minutes stalling because I didn't know how to start the show. So hope everybody had a good week. Sorry for the sorry for the short show. Easy for me to say. But Steve and I will be back later. We got tons of stuff to talk about. I'm hoping to even sneak another one in, but I'm pretty, pretty busy. So thank you, Patreon, everybody. Thank you for, you know, all the support. I swear I'm going to get to you guys at some point. I'm having trouble sitting down to do this by myself. So, yes. And, I will be at M-Wave, on Saturday, the Saturday for M-Wave. I forget what the dates are here. Actually, I just got it right in front of me. Let me pull up the calendar. I will be at M-Wave Saturday, the 22nd. I'm actually flying in Friday night, the 21st. Flights booked. My wife's in the middle of booking the hotel, but I'll be flying, in on the 21st at night. I'll be there all day Saturday, and then I'm flying out Sunday morning. So I will be there Saturday, June 22nd. I will be in, Kansas City, Missouri. Lovely. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm really excited for it. So I'll be there. Next week, another solo show, but this is the one where listener questions, comments. So if you have any questions, comments, and you want to make it into the show next week, email me, dj@brightsidehometheater.com. And, I'll chit chat about whatever question, comment. If you tell me I'm doing it wrong, good for you. Grab a mic. Come on and tell me. So have a great week, everybody. Have a great day, everybody. I'll see you a little later on the live show, 5 p.m. Eastern time on YouTube, Twitter, all that fun stuff. Thank you again to everybody. Thank you to my friend that got me in such a good mood. But I will talk to everybody later. What are you going to do?
Go push play.
What he said.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.